we've been rebranded for the purposes of the film. Now we're the Old Familiar, which I believe is the second pub in the pub crawl that the film is based on.
Now, you probably know quite a few details about the film. What can you tell us? Because people will be wanting to know from people like you all the sort of the juicy bits of information ahead of the film.
I wish I knew any. They've been very tight-lipped, as film people usually are. All that I know is that Simon Pegg, Nick Frost and some of their friends are involved in a pub crawl when they were younger that they didn't manage to finish. As older people, 20 years later, they attempt the same pub crawl again. Hilarity, I'm told, will ensue.
Now, do you know what part of the film your pub features in? Do you know what part of the story your pub's used for?
Only that we're the second pub on the pub trip, and that's all that I've been told.
Now, there are loads of pubs. I mean, I don't know how many pubs there are across the UK, but there's loads, and this one's been chosen. Now, huge excitement, probably, as you found out, that your pub was going to be one of the ones featured in the film. Can you talk me through when you discovered this?
The scouts came around to see me. They were interested in using garden cities. They're going to create a fictional garden city. So they're going to film around Welland and around Letchworth and put the two together to create this fictional garden city where the pub is based.
So did they come to you straight away and say that this is one of the pubs we want to use? Was it just a case that they wanted to have a look around first?
Yeah, they came and they took photos and they scouted around and, sort of talked amongst themselves like film crews do and decided, you know, the look of the place. And one of the things that they told me was that it was quite important where there was a sort of 20-year gap. It starts as when the younger men, and then the main part of the film is when they're trying to recreate the pub crawl. So they needed pubs that had like a sustainable image from sort of the 90s to present day, you know.
Now we're hearing that by dressing the pub up in props and making it look the part for the film, we're also hearing that pubs are actually being offered to keep the props, which is fantastic because who knows what you could do with them. All sorts of good could come from it. Is this something you're aware of and what's happening with that?
No, to be honest, that's news to me. It'd be quite interesting though because obviously when you... people are very used to the Doctor's Tonic and, you know, we have a lot of regulars. So there's been quite a lot of buzz when they turn up and suddenly there's a big sign outside saying the Old Familiar. Everyone's very interested in it. Obviously, you know, what they do with the props afterwards is down to them. I haven't heard anything about it.
So customers came here as normal as they would to the pub that they thought they knew and suddenly it's got a different name. So what's the reaction been from your customers?
Obviously there's been a lot of interest. The fact that we've been used for the film has been out on Facebook. It generates a lot of interest amongst the punters. We've got quite a young clientele, so obviously they all know Nick Frost, Simon Pegg. They're all really interested in what's going to happen, you know.
What significance does this sort of a development have for your pub and for the local community? It's, I mean, it's very exciting, but it's great for business, isn't it?
Well, I mean, anything I think that causes a buzz, you know, and a stir, it's got to be good, you know. They've been really good about what they do, not disrupting things, not disrupting people, not disrupting even our trade, you know. They've really worked around us, they've been really good.